Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it.
Hello, and welcome back, everyone, to another That Gaming Podcast episode.
Ben, yes, it is.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know what I like about intros? Every time I'm like, how you doing, sir? You jump, or I jump on you, like, I'm good. How you doing? So
fantastic. How are you?
There you go.
Is that too loud? I'm checking my levels here. I'm good.
I'm sure we'll get a review just saying that you were super loud. Don't do that again. So we'll see. Speaking of that, welcome new listeners. Ben and I noticed we got some more listeners tuning in. So welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
We appreciate you having here. Hopefully you guys like the show. If you have a friend, family member who loves podcasts and they're into gaming, why not recommend us if you wish to do that?
Yes, Ben. If they only have a half hour, that's all it takes to listen to the show. 45 minutes at most sometimes.
With the occasion, with the occasion, 45 minutes. Yes, but average is about 30 minutes or less usually. Yep. So yes, good call out. And since we got a few new people, once again, leave us a review on your podcast platform that you listen to. Helps us in the algorithm business where we get to be noticed more. Leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing with the show. If you have a request, if you want to cover a game that's on Nintendo or PlayStation, or you have a question for Ben or myself, email. I'm forgetting already. Thank you. AskThatGamePodcast@gmail.com. I should know this by now. AskThatGamePodcast@gmail.com. Ben's our curator there. He keeps an eye on things there. So send us a question, send us feedback, whatever you want. You'll be mentioned the show. Send it to Ben. He will review it, and we'll make sure we include that on the next show. But without further ado, we will dive into our games. Oh, before I forget, of course, we have a Facebook account. Most of you might have seen us on there already. So if you haven't, though, we're on Facebook as well. We have a page there. We post our podcasts once we publish them on the podcast hub, if you would. And we tend to occasionally put in like a quick short video of something Ben recorded, or I recorded, you know, very funny, we found interesting, some awesome screenshots of a game that we've been playing with, you know, great visuals and stuff. So, and it's our, as Ben likes to say, our command central. So if we're out, we're sick, we won't record, Ben's on vacation somewhere in the Himalayas, I don't know where, we'll post a comment there saying that, hey, we're not recording, we're in the Himalayas. So
Mute guy, the guy that doesn't talk from Uncharted 2. Me and him are just going up the hill.
Tenzin. There we go. Tenzin.
We're just on an adventure.
That's a good cameo right there. So yes. But basically, you can follow us right there. That's where we keep things updated. Maybe we should post a picture of Uncharted 2 with Tenzin just standing there with the Himalayas next time if we can. That'll be good.
Yeah, and then you put like a picture of me in there, like over top of where Nathan Drake is.
Yes, Photoshop you into it. That'll be perfect.
Let's do it.
With further ado, we'll dive right into our game. So me and Ben have been playing just some games in the background. Yeah. That we've been getting interested in. Ben's playing God of War, the 2018 one. He's trying to play it, of course, before we get into the new one. And I have been playing Assassin's Creed Unity as well. I already played it before, but I feel like I want to revisit it. However, we'll dive right into the Norse mythology first, since Ben just finished this game. Finally. Ben, what'd you think? How was your experience?
It's been good. I really liked the game. I finished the game last night.
Nice.
Got to the top of the mountain. I already have this in the title if you've looked at the episode of our podcast today. But I'm going to talk about spoilers, obviously. I'm going to talk about the end of the game. Several weeks back, we did a podcast on my first impressions after I played like 3 hours, I think I said in that podcast. So you can listen to that if you're want to hear the beginning and the end of how it changed. I went back and listened to that episode just before I started recording, and sounded pretty much like I liked it. there were some things that the game did at the beginning that I really liked and really immersed me, and I liked the characters, and I was excited to keep going. Other games came out, other games went on sale, came in the way, so I stopped, and then I came back to it, but the past couple weeks, I really, every day, I tried to make a habit of, like, playing for an hour at least, and that's how I was able to plow through it. I got around 20 hours is what it took me just to play the story. I did not do any side quests at all, really, unless they were right in front of my face. Mm-hmm. Or it was like, you know, I can figure this puzzle out in 2 seconds, you know.
Right.
And open a chest and unlock something, legendary armor, that kind of thing. I only stopped at the shops when I was walking by in the story. I didn't go there specifically. So I would talk to, you know, the little, what are they, trolls? Is that right? I forget what they are.
It's been a while for me, but I know who you're talking about.
The two characters, the skinny one and the gruff one. I'm not good on the names in this mythology. It's difficult for me to remember, but if you played the game, you know who I'm talking about. They're the two little, I think they're elves. They're like, or that dwarves.
Sounds right.
They might be dwarves. They're dwarves. That's what they are. But they're metalsmiths, and they help you repair your weapons and upgrade your weapons. So again, I did all of that. I did end the game with some rare armor. I did not have legendary armor. I didn't go seeking that all out. I just grabbed what was available in the shop, what I had money for. So that wasn't really my primary focus. I did unlock all the skills, but you unlock that naturally.
Right.
But I played the game on easy, so I did not really have to tap into any of those skills. Honestly, it was it was very easy. It was kind of like I breezed through the battles and the challenges. Again, I was really playing for the story. The story really compelled me. I really liked the story. I like that Atreus is actually, his mother wanted to call him Loki. I find that really compelling and interesting.
Yes.
It's not the Loki of the Marvel universe. You know, Loki is Thor's brother. Right. In this universe, that doesn't make any sense. And I think in the real mythology, that it's not that way either, if I'm not mistaken. So I think that might be why. But why did she want to call him Loki? What does that mean? You know, she was a giant. He's half giant. What does that mean? How is that going to come into play later? She seemed to think he was like a chosen one of some kind. You know, is the next game going to be, you know, Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader type thing? Like, and Kratos has to stop him from, you know, he could be, maybe Loki would be the ultimate good for the giants. And if he goes down Kratos' path, obviously he'd be a mass murderer. I mean, Kratos killed a lot of people, good people and bad people, he explains. But really compelling setups for the next game. Really interested to see where they go. You know, Atreus is a little bit older, we see in the next game, and so I'm really curious about that. But do you have any questions? Anything that comes to your brain? I don't want to just ramble on forever.
You know, Ben, it's been like 5 years since I played that game. No, I'm just kidding. Here's one question, actually, I just thought of. Because so when I finished the game, and this is a funny thing, I think like you and I are the same. We've never played the earlier God of War. This is like the 2018 was our first debut into that universe. Does it make you want to go back and play the older ones to see what those were like PS3 era?
That's not exactly true for me. I did play the other ones a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I played the PSP one.
Oh,
both of those PSP ones.
Right.
And I did say I played like the first and second one, I think like on PS3 on like a collection.
Right.
But I don't know if I finished them or not. Probably not. That's my track record.
That's better track record, I was going to say. Okay, that makes sense. Because I was going to say quickly, I was gifted, this is like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I was gifted the remaster of the older games for PS4. Mm-hmm. It's still in the plastic seal and everything.
Yeah, you talked about that on the last time we covered this.
Never opened, never touched it. Still, there's a little update a few weeks later. I still haven't opened it, so maybe one day I'll go back into it. But
that's funny.
That was my question to see if you. But since you've played them, then that makes kind of sense.
I mean, this one. I was just saying back then, And I'll say again that by no means was I like a, this is my favorite franchise. I've played them all. Honestly, in those other two, I found the story very confusing. I did not find it front and center. It's very much an action game of that time. The action was front and center. The story was kind of secondary. If you played it through many times, like I had a roommate in college, he played it through many times. So he understood the story because, you know, you pick it up as you play it through multiple times. And it wasn't the capabilities of these systems now versus then. You can do so much more with story that it's almost like playing a movie, you know, interacting with a movie big time with this version. So yeah, it didn't, there were some moments where he was talking about who Atreus was, and I'm sure Atreus was in those games, but I did not get the nostalgia feeling of it. But the very end, Kratos is explaining to Atreus what his name means and who he was, and he tells him this long story. The only story that Kratos actually says in this whole game, because it's all just boy and yes, no, come over here, stay focused, blah, 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 you know. And at the end, he finally opens up and like tells him this whole story about who Atreus was. I didn't know who he was talking about, but it was still effective in the game, is what I was. My point was. It was still like, I really enjoyed that story. It was great in the way it was told. And I didn't feel like I missed out by not playing those games.
No. Okay.
That's good to answer your question.
I'm trying to think of the name of them. I completely forgot. Did you get to fight these female wings looking? There are these characters you... Oh, my goodness. You know what I'm talking about? They're these like female.
Are you talking like a boss battle? Because wasn't a boss battle.
So it was side stuff. So maybe, but I was wondering if you encountered them at least once, maybe? No.
There wasn't really a boss battle. When I went to like Elfheim? Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like these pixie flying people. They have wings and you fight them and they have like tridents. Do you remember them?
Yeah, it was roughly.
I fought those people, but. There was never
no boss fights.
I don't think there was a boss fight with a bunch of flying characters. I don't remember that, so I don't think so.
You probably didn't. There is like it's more of a side thing, but in case if people are interested to know, there is like these other actual boss battles you fight. You have to fight so many of them. Like each of these type of creatures are in each location, and then if you beat all of them, you get some sort of reward. I don't know if it's a gear or something. It's cool. Basically hard. But anyways, I forgot a name. It's killing me right now. So whoever knows the name, just comment or let us know. But
yeah,
man, it's been so long. So, but
one of my favorite things in the game was the World Serpent. I loved every time you interact with the World Serpent. His voice, how loud it is. Oh, geez. Hang on, everybody. Here we go.
My cat is... Oh, wait.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the voice on the microphone and blow people's ears out.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be there.
You know, he's like... Whoa. It's like all like weird like that.
I don't want people to complain. No,
we're not that loud. I don't think. I'm watching the levels.
Boy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There you go.
See, that was loud.
That was loud. What was I gonna say? Most of our listeners, they work in construction and are on jackhammers, so they probably couldn't hear you anyway. So.
No, you're talking about the World Serpent. How you like that? How you like the World Serpent?
Yeah,
you encountered it.
It's just. In God of War 3, which I played a little bit of, but did not play that much. I think it was probably a PS Plus on a PS3 or something like that. I don't remember. But in that one, there are all these giant creatures that you're fighting, and you're tiny on their backs and all that stuff. And it was really using the scale. This time, the scale was there. He's huge. And the voice is really booming and loud, but you're just interacting with them. You're not trying to kill them. And so you have a time to just slow down and like be present in the moment with this creature and imagine yourself being there. And like, what if this thing was real? And looking at all the scales on it and stuff, like just the detail. And it's a really cool tool to bring you immersed into the world. Like, what if there was this giant snake that was bigger than your head? And the way that they like bring him close to the camera and Kratos is on this, you know, as Kratos is kind of on the corner of the screen. So the whole screen is the face, just the way the camera is positioned there. It's just a great shot. It's just beautiful whenever you interact with them. And then having, his name is, Milger or whatever. The little head, the head that talks.
Mimir.
Yeah. Having him like interact with is so hilarious and him doing the voice and everything. It was so entertaining. And then you go inside the belly of the beast. That part like creeped me out. I was freaked out a little bit. just because you get in there and it's so dark and you don't know what's going to happen. And then there's like bile and his stomach acid everywhere. And you're like, oh, this is gross. But it was fun. I really liked that at the end that you had to go in there and get the gear or whatever.
Does the game run like a 60 FPS? Do you know, 60 frames per second?
Yeah, it does. And had a patch a few months back.
Okay.
I think that's what prompted me to play it, actually, because I saw that news. But it does. It also can run in 1440p if you have the beta like I do. So I tried that out, and that worked too. It looked really good. It looks good in 4K too. I think it does like a checkered box 4K. So it's not true 4K, but it upscales to it.
I see.
As best that it can. It looks gorgeous. The game looks gorgeous, no matter 1080 to 4, you know,
right,
checker box 4K, whatever you play it in, and it's super smooth. Yeah, the 60 frames is great.
That's awesome.
Trying to think. Finally, like climbing the mountain at the end, those stairs going all the way up there. Finally getting to the top, spreading ashes like that. That was a great moment. It's really touching. I liked how Mimir is like, "You two go on and do this. I don't need to come along." Like that was cool. Little nice touch there. Mm-hmm. Just the story is just fantastic in this game. I love the. It's very compelling to me, the idea of, let's take Kratos, who we knew in the old games as this brutal killing machine, and let's put him in this situation where he's ashamed of that. Mm-hmm. He's ashamed of the choices he made. He's ashamed of killing his father. Like, that's fascinating. And then he has to, but he can see the path that Atreus is going down, because Atreus finds out they're gods, and then Atreus is like, well, I can do whatever I want to anybody. I'm a god. I'm better than everybody else. You know, he starts to get this hubris, and Kratos can see, like, he's going to be just like me if I don't tell him the truth. But he can't tell him the truth because he's so ashamed. He feels it, like, doesn't feel like he's ready yet. Like,
no.
That tension is just great. It creates a great drama. It creates a great just story in it. And now that he's opened up at the end, and he kind of opens up a little bit and explains to Atreus a little bit about who he was, and I'm just excited to play the second game. It really compels me. It's not like Horizon, where I was like, I don't know if I want to play the second game, and then I start playing the second game, and I'm like, this is taking too long. The length of that game, I just didn't enjoy. It's not like this here. I think in November, I might get the game right away if I've got cash, and, you know, I'm not playing something else that's really got my interest, you know?
Skull and Bones.
Yeah, I might be playing that with you.
Gotham Knights.
I might be playing that, but we'll see how that turns out, you know? If we can't do co-op with Gotham Knights, am I going to be playing it as much? Maybe. I don't know.
We should be able to. I think it's just two players or something, but you're right.
Yeah, but like, what if the servers are crap and things don't work out? You never know with these online games, but lately we've been having good luck, but... I could go on and on, but I do want to talk about Unity with you, so I'll give you room to do that. But yeah, I think it's definitely a pick it up. My opinions have not gone down at all with this game. They've gone up even higher. I texted you, I was like, it has moved up the list as probably number two behind Uncharted as my favorite PlayStation game. Like Uncharted 4 and this game. And Arkham Knight. We talk about the same games all the time. I know people probably listening to this are like, play some new games, but I have my favorites. I'm sorry. I have Mount Rushmore, and these are my favorites.
Those deserve to be on your Mount Rushmore. Those are really good. And God of War is free on the PS Plus collection if you're a PS5, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's part of that collection.
Perfect. Now, the game I've been playing, Assassin's Creed Unity, is definitely way less exciting than what you went through. Way less excited. I only started playing it because what's funny is I actually got sick of Norse mythology because I've been playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I got the Ragnarok DLC way back when it was on sale and stuff, and I couldn't get into it. I'm like, I'm sick of it. I can get into it. It's enough. And I was talking, I think, to you and to another buddy of mine. I was like, you know, I kind of miss how the old Assassin's Creed game used to be. It used to be where it was like always about the historical part of it. And then ever since, like, I want to say past Origins, it's been like a lot of mythology. It's no longer the assassin. I mean, you're still an assassin, kind of, but it's more like RPG mythology now. Every DLC that comes out with Valhalla, for example, has been a big mythology. You're playing as, something with gods, and you run into Loki and Thor and all that stuff. It's just very weird. It's not your typical old-school Assassin's Creed.
The Animus is gone. You don't go into the future very much anymore.
Oh, no. There is the Animus still. The Animus is still there and everything. Because the Animus is what you used to go back in time to do stuff. But now they have all these weird extra mythology stuff. You know, I liked it with Ancient Egypt a little bit because they had that stuff, but you're still the same person. Then they did the same thing with Odyssey mythology, but you're the same person. In this one, you're the same person, but you're not, with a different name, but you look the same. Very weird. Anyways, the whole point of why I mentioned it is because I was sitting here. I was like, you know what? I really miss the whole point that got me to Assassin's Creed was the historical part of it. I'm looking through my games. I'm like, you know what? It's been a while since I played Assassin's Creed Unity. And a lot of people are going to say that's like one of the worst games to play because, yes,
that's what when I was it came ask.
Out, I was going to say, yeah, when it came out, it got a lot of hate. That was a turning point where Ubisoft stopped doing the every year thing and went to every 2 years or every three if you count with Valhalla that they're doing right now. And that was the only Assassin's Creed at the time to come on PS4 because they made a PS3 version for Assassin's Creed Rogue at the time.
I was going to say that was the first on PS4. So there was a lot of like, we haven't learned how to program for that system yet, and there was a lot of bugs related to that.
Oh my god, yeah. Loads of bugs. I played it back then. It was okay. I mean, yes, it was bugs, obviously, which I got used to. I picked up a few days ago. Unfortunately, it does not have 60 frames per second, so it's a challenge playing in 30 or whatever it is. And what surprised me the most is, so that game had online multiplayer where you can co-op with other assassins and do missions together. The servers are still working. I was able to co-op with people to play missions.
That's amazing.
With real people. And I'm like, wait a second. I got invited to a creed, like a gang. And I accepted.
That's cool.
I'm like, wait a second. Is this game like still alive? What's happening?
People still playing that, huh? Well, probably because it went on sale. Maybe people picked it up.
On sale. It was free on PC for a while. Like Ubisoft gave it away for free. So I'm sure I'm playing with PC people more than anything because they can play, you know, at 60 frames per second or whatever they want to do there.
Right.
Essentially. I mean, but the game is gorgeous too. The reason why I like the game is because it's set in the French Revolution when France basically beheaded the king and became, you know, republic and stuff like that. But I like the historical part, so I wanted to play to get back into it. And it's been very interesting so far. I might even go back play the Assassin's Creed 3, which is the American Revolutionary War. Might go through the Ezra trilogy, which I have as well to play with. I have the first Assassin's Creed on my PS3.
Those, the Ezio and the Assassin's Creed 3, those are on Nintendo Switch. Just saying, you can get an OLED and you can play in bed.
Don't say that.
They're HD remasters.
Do they have a trophy system?
Sure. If you want one,
I'll look into it here.
I'll call them.
I'll see.
Maybe they have an Ubisoft system. I don't know, but Nintendo does not. No.
Okay, maybe Ubisoft Ubisoft ePlay they call it or something. But I'll see. But I mean, I don't have much to talk about. It's an old game. It came back in 2015, so most of you know the story. You've played or you've heard of it essentially here. It's something I picked up. I wanted to play, and it ages very well, as far as that goes. Yes.
I'll ask a bunch of questions if you want me to.
Fire away.
Did they patch a lot of the bugs?
Yes. Yes. The bugs.
I figured
definitely...
all this time they would have patched quite a bit.
Yeah, there's still some bugs in there, obviously. But I mean, if you think about it, this game is like one of the most crowded games I've ever played because you're playing during the French Revolutionary War. there's a crap ton of
crowds
protesting and stuff. That's probably why it was buggy. Did they patch it? They definitely patched it. Absolutely. It's definitely playable. Is it like 100% perfect? No, not really.
But you can you said you partied up with people and that worked fine.
That worked fine. Good. Yeah, that worked okay for
I think that was the issue, was people were like, we're supposed to be able to play together and we can't really play together, or something like that.
That if I remember. Single story, the story itself was also very buggy. There's some weird situation where people disappear and stuff like that.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. That was that.
So, did you start from scratch, or does it have a new game plus?
I started from scratch accidentally. Okay. I was playing on the PS5, and I need to check my settings. I thought it was supposed to download from the cloud automatically. It does not do that. I was playing it, and I was like, start a new game. I'm like, okay, I'll start a new game. It's been like, you know, 5-6 years, whatever it is. Oh. Why not?
And then
I did that, and then I uploaded it, and overwrote, and I said, oh, yeah, sure, override, because I got nothing. And then as soon as I clicked override, it said, save file September something 2015. I'm like, well, that goes my save file, but all my trophies are there, so that's all that matters in the end.
Well, for you, yeah. I would have like beads of sweat on my neck if I did that. I click it, and then I realize what I did, and I'd be like, I'd start freaking out. Yeah,
it's okay. The main reason why I honestly picked up is this history. But honestly, I'm getting stoked for Skull and Bones big time. maybe I should go play Black Flag.
Oh my god, you're gonna get way too hyped for that game. You gotta calm it down.
It's gonna come crashing on me, and I'm gonna be disappointed.
I hope not. I mean, I'm just nervous about the amount of tasks that you're going to need to do to get a basic thing unlocked.
Like I've said before, Ben, we piloted a Star Trek ship together, just the two of us, meant for five people.
No. We're talking about the volume of stuff. Like, think about how you felt with Forbidden West.
Oh, God. Don't remind me.
And you were like, there's too much to do. I can't. I'm just afraid that they're going to do that with this game, that they're just going to want you to live in this game forever and pay them money for all these skins for like a year and a half. And I'm be like, cool, but I don't want to play this game for, I don't know.
We'll see.
I have a short attention span with games. You know this. I play them for a little while and then I'm like, what else do I got? What else could I play? Let's see. I'm going to play this. So I'm really trying to discipline myself to get away from that behavior. And I did that here with God of War. I've done that with two Horizon games now.
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption 2. That's correct. So I'm on a roll. I'm about to, I'm thinking about Spider-Man and finishing that as well. So
Ghost of Tsushima.
That's a brand new game. I have not.
Okay. But
I need to finish my games before I do a new game. No,
that's a good point.
I'm really gonna do what feels right next. I'm not gonna force myself because I won't have fun if I try to force myself to do it.
No,
definitely. But my point was that you need to chill, cool your jets. Don't get so hyped for a new game because you can play old games and have fun. We both are saying that right now. You went back and played Unity. You had a good time. I played God of War for the first time. I had a good time.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was actually, my main goal was to first jump into Assassin's Creed Black Flag, because that's pirate ships and stuff.
Yeah.
And I told myself, no, don't do that because you're going to get yourself burnt out come, you know, October when the game comes out. So I followed your rule with Horizon.
Good job. That's smart. Okay. So you are being cautious. I like that. That's smart.
I'm being very cautious with that, yes.
Okay.
But you better pick up like Gotham Knights, they're saying.
Oh, no. I'm picking that up right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of where I'm landed is like, that's the one I want to play right away. If you're playing Skull and Bones for like 3 weeks and you're still like, okay, are you ever going to play with me? You're ever going to play with me? Then I'm going to be like, okay.
I respect that.
That's kind of how I'm feeling.
Because you don't play with me the Evil Dead the game, but that's because I don't.
I didn't buy it.
I know what? No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing because I played for a few weeks and I'm like, I want to play with someone. Then I'm like, well, would you play with someone? And I kind of stop. I still have the game. I'll play in the future, but I'm like, this is why Ben doesn't join right away. He waits to see if I'll play it or not. So, there
you go. Yeah, and I just I just know myself. I'm like, if I don't feel right now like I want to play 100 hours of this, I'm not going to feel like that later. It's going to get less. Right. So, you know, right now I've got all this good, like I was saying, I got all this good energy about God of War. So I'm like, hopefully that carries into, you know, it simmers down here and then November boils back up. I'm like, oh, that was fun. I want to do that again. And what's That'd good about awesome. God of War is there's not 6,000 side quests on the map. Like, leave me alone.
Yet.
You do them after you finish the story, which is nice. Now I can, I've got everything unlocked. I got all my skills. I can go back, new game plus, and I can play through the story again at my own pace. Or I can just go in and do all the side stuff and not have to do any story.
You know what?
I got options.
I think now you finish God of War, and if you play Spider-Man, you need to go back to Horizon Forbidden West. Finish the main story so you get your flying mount so you can fly around the world and do your side quest. Might make it easier on you. But then again...
That's true.
But then again, it is Aloy, and she's not as fun as Kratos. So sorry, Aloy, but no.
Yeah, I do. I did unlock the mount in there, but I just didn't finish the story because... Yeah.
You get there. You get there. You get there. It's okay.
Anyway.
Anywho,
I think I feel like we did not talk about Unity there for the last
because I was going to say, there's not much to talk about. It's more like, hey, I played this, and I'm not about to get into details because...
Here's the thing.
It's a pretty long game, so...
It is a long game. Here's the thing. If there are people out there that are interested, have not played it before, what should they do, Alex? Should they hit you up? Possibly.
I was going to say yes.
They should email you. We will
dedicate one... episode to Assassin's Creed Unity. If you want to hear actual details of it, story or anything like that,
there you go.
Let us know. AskTheGamePodcast@gmail.com. Let us know. If you don't want to email, you just want to leave a comment on Facebook or something and under like a post, do that. Or
sure.
Comment on the review section. Say, hey, can you actually cover Assassin's Creed Unity? I will happily do that.
We will happily do that. Yeah, we could do that in detail. And if we get several questions, we could answer your questions, talk about your thoughts. Just if you just have a thought you want to share about the game, like, what did you guys think of this? Or I thought this part was great. Let us know in the email. It doesn't have to be a question. Mm-hmm. We just did Ask That Gaming Podcast because it was catchy. But yeah,
cool.
That would be fun. Next week, I think we might talk about Mario Kart DLC Wave 2.
Oh, yeah, you and Hannah, right?
Hannah and I might hop on and do that. Or if something else comes along, we will talk about that. But until then, Alex, got anything?
Arrivederci. We'll see you folks next week.
All right. Yeah. Send us an email. Leave us a review. Tell a friend. That'll help us out. All right. Bye, everybody.
See ya.